Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
That's so powerful. It reminds me of the rich young man. It's exactly the rich young man found in Mark chapter 10, speaking of the Gospels. And it's powerful because this young man, seemingly, you know, had a heart for God. He had a heart for the things of God.
Very religious, wasn't he?
Very, very religious, and it looked good. And in fact, it starts out that this parable that says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran to him and fell on his knees. I mean, all just, you know, dramatic, on his knees before him. He said, "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This sounds like a great question. You're spending all this time trying to win folks to the Lord and spend time with the Lord. And here's one that's asking, how can I follow you? How can I inherit eternal life?
Right.
And I love—
you know why he asked the question, right? Because he says, "You're fixing to tell me what it is, and I'm going to tell you, I'm already doing that."
Right.
You know, he didn't ask it because he thought he wasn't doing it. He was just letting everybody know. He's like, "Okay, get ready, everybody. He's fixing to tell me I'm going to be the one." You know, if you just imitate me, right? I mean, you think about it. That has a reaction. So he's asking the question he thought he knew the answer to.
Right. So first Jesus says, why are you calling me good? What you know, hey, the only good is the Father. It is the Father up above. And he says, you know the commandments. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And of course, he sticks out his chest.
Right.
Yes, Jesus, I know. Yes, I've done all of these. Yes, I know.
Don't you see the check marks on the Sunday school board? I've done that.
Right.
See my stars. I've been there. I got my little stars.
I was present. I got this down. I got this down. And Jesus looked at him, and I've read this parable before, but it just so jumped out. The word of God says Jesus looked at him and loved him.
This is actually not a parable. This is actually actual happening.
Right.
It's not a parable. This actually happened.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And he looks at him and says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. And loved him and says, but you lack one thing. You lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me.
Isn't that wild? It's like, how did he know that one thing? How did he know that one thing that I hadn't given up for him? How did he put his finger on that one thing? Let me tell you something. He's not going to be satisfied until you give up every other god, every other idol. And that was his, wasn't it?
Yep, sure was.
And he loved him through all that. It's like, even while we were carrying that stuff around and being all prideful and stuff, he loves us. He loved us. Wow.
Yeah, it was clear that we can't have a divided heart from God. You can't flatter God. You can't have an idol and have the Lord too. And we got to be real. You know, see, you have to be real.
In his eyes, we are real, but we got to be real in our own eyes, right?
That's right. That's right. Because he sees right through it. He sees right through it. And that's the thing that stops. I mean, if you have a divided heart, Mark 12 says that we're supposed to love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, right? And you can't halfway God. You can't have idols and God too. We were talking about earlier about having a loyalty to the Lord. You have to be sold out to God. God's not going to share his glory with no man. Mm-hmm. And
you can't serve God and money, right?
And money or anything else for that matter. It's amazing how people say, "Well, I'm not religious." It's like, well, we're a very religious society.
Yeah.
Because what you worship, what you spend your time, religious. Your money, your energy, what you go after, that's what you worship. That's your God. So people,
what did this guy do? I mean, here he is. Yeah, obviously he went and sold everything, right?
He walked away sad.
This religious man who'd been doing all these things supposedly for God, when God just asked him one more thing.
One more thing.
Why didn't he
was thinking out his chest.
Why wouldn't he do the one more thing? You think about it. Because he's already doing everything else. Why wouldn't you think think about it. He just asked you one more thing. You said you've been doing all this for God, right?
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if he was doing any of that for God, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, his true God was surfaced. His true God came out. He was worshiping money. And so he wasn't willing to give up the one thing, the one thing. And he chose. He chose. And many people are choosing. They're thinking this. We're talking about even earlier, this sloppy grace that you can just put on Christ to everything that you're doing. You can't put on Christ to the sin and everything else and say, I just put on my cross chain and I'll just put on Jesus too and everything will be fine. No, Jesus comes to take over. We give our lives over to him. Paul said, I become a bondservant with Christ. John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that he must increase. And it's about Jesus and him alone. That's what it means to make Jesus Savior and Lord. Not just get me out of hell, but you are the Lord, the boss, the king of my heart. And this young rich man, he was actually worshiping something else.
Yes.
And that ain't going to happen, not with God.
Because you think about it, if I was doing all this for God in the first place,
with pure motives.
Yeah, what is one more thing? And it's so cool what you said, as you brought out, and we got to go to break here, is that when even he walked away, Jesus loved him. And it's like, oh my goodness, Lord, forgive us for not being willing to give up everything for your love. We'll be right back at this break. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.